getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
This is Phil McKellum. I'm pastor at Evergreen Church in Bothell. You may have seen our Christmas lights. What's the biggest and the loudest musical instrument in a church building? Is the piano, the drums, maybe the sound system? No, it's the people in the church. You see, people aren't the audience. God's the audience, and God wants people to sing to Him. He wants buildings full of Christians singing songs to Jesus to change the atmosphere of a whole city, even a city like Seattle, where it rains 270 days a year. When churches worship, they change the atmosphere of a city. At the center of the Bible, God has printed for us a whole playlist of His favorite songs. It's called the Book of Psalms. And that very last psalm, it's number 150, is like a summary of all the 149 psalms before that. It teaches us how to worship God. Let me read it. It says, "Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with lute and harp. Praise Him with tambourine and dance, and praise Him with strings and pipe. Praise Him with sounding cymbals. Praise Him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord." There are three simple words in that song that tell us everything we need to know about how to change the atmosphere of the world around us. It's a word in and for and with. We praise God in His sanctuary. A sanctuary is not a building. It's the space inside of us, first and foremost, because we are the temples of the Holy Spirit, where God lives inside of us, inside of people. There's a vast world inside of us. It's vast because it's big enough to contain God. It's your human soul. And we need to fill that with praise. I think the most unexplored space in the world is not in some distant quasar in some deep thermal vent in the ocean, but it's deep inside of our own soul. Praise can change the interior of your life. And then the result of that is it changes the exterior around you, the heavens filled with praise. You know, take the human emotion of discouragement. When we're discouraged, we think that that emotion of despair is going to last forever. But discouragement is not permanent. Discouragement isn't the only emotion we can experience. Worship liberates us to know that we can be both a little discouraged, but also know that we can have the joy of the Lord as our strength. We can have two emotions at once, and that discouragement will pass. We worship Him in, we worship Him for His deeds and surpassing greatness. What great thing has God done for you? Is it a job, a relationship, a home, a car, maybe a new beginning? Have you ever considered how God could outdo that? Because He has surpassing greatness, and worship frees us to see the great potential God has. So in and for, and now with a whole variety of instruments. There are trumpets and guitars and bass guitar and tambourine, and there's a bit of cardio in there because it's a little hard for me to relate to dancing, but I can relate to exercise. There's strings and flute and drums and cymbals. There's an instrument to match every emotion that people feel. There's also an instrument to change how we feel. This year, my mom passed away. She went to heaven. She was 91 years old. And I wanted to say goodbye to her before she passed. So I preached my last message at church that Sunday. And I quickly called my mom as soon as the service was done. And I said, "Hold on, Mom, I'm coming to see you." As I was in the plane flying across America to see her, there was nothing I could do. I was sad. I lost my mom. But what I could do was make a choice to worship. So I decided to create a playlist on my phone. I had no idea how important that would be. In a few hours, I was sitting at her bedside as she went to heaven, and I had songs there that she wanted to hear. And then when the funeral came, I realized we didn't have a playlist of songs, and they only had that kind of funeral home music that nobody likes to hear. So we were able to plug in that playlist, and suddenly the atmosphere of the whole place lifted. Worship does that. Worship can get us through a whole season. Your playlist can change the environment around you. Isn't it time for you to make a playlist? Isn't it time for you to check out a church and begin to join with other Christians to worship? You're a temple of the Holy Spirit. The worship space inside of you is enormous. What's playing in your ears right now? It really matters. You're made to worship. Let's pray. Father, would you give to us a song of worship today that changes how we see the world, how we see ourselves, and most of all, how we see you, for Jesus' sake. Amen. This has been Pastor Phil McKellum from Evergreen Church. You can check us out online at evergreenchurch.tv.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, You can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.